This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, not one, but two for the Phils today, which is pretty cool. Boy, it'd be nice if they could bury the Braves in the NL East. Now, don't count the Braves out, because that wild card thing. Another great song. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Yeah, it's a tough one to, you know. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. How about driving in a Corvette to this song? I think that would work. Hey, have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. Which is better, Office Space or The Office? Rhea, which do you say is better?
Office Space.
Mr. Seltzer?
The Office. Both great.
Okay. Ben?
The Office.
Okay, I'm going to make it 2-2 with Office Space. John, which do you believe is better?
The Office.
That's a bummer of an answer.
John, how do you think? American one.
You hate when people don't agree with you.
That's okay. It's all right. I mean, I stand tall knowing that, you know, Copernicus, people didn't believe in him at first. Galileo, people didn't believe in him. Sometimes.
Just like him.
Your comparisons
You know?
Outrageous.
Ones, honestly, they might be the most ridiculous of all. You comparing yourself to, like, Galileo.
It is what it is. You know, when Einstein said E equals MC squared, some people thought F equals MC squared.
Oh,
people,
did they?
People are wrong sometimes.
Really? That's good to know.
Yes. And you know what F stood for? You. You, Seltzer, with your commentary
how about
today.
Off? All right.
Nonsense. You're
how about off?
All right. Wow.
All right, Mozart.
Oh, my God.
All right, John, how do you think people voted on which is better, Office Space or The Office?
Man, this is, it's going to be close, but I think The Office is going to win out with 60%.
65, The Office. It does. All right, second poll question. Ranger, do you think he'll be on the Phils next season? John, how do you think people voted?
How much do we want him to be on, and how much does that affect the voting? I think everyone just assumes he's likely going to be gone. How was it worded?
Do you think Ranger will be on the Phillies team next season?
All right. I'm going to say 25% think yes.
So 34% think he will be. And I think those 34% don't realize how difficult it'll be for him to be back.
Yeah.
I don't really see the path. Ben, they're not going to go to a six-man,
no,
like, full-time, right?
No.
I really hope they don't, by the way, not for Philly's sake, baseball's sake. Like, I don't want the great pitchers to pitch at once every six,
right, Like, I don't want Zach Wheeler getting 25 starts.
Right.
Zach Wheeler won't allow it. So,
and I feel like in the next, but in the next 15 years, Ben, it won't shock me if it happens.
It would not shock me. No way.
Mm-mm. Which will be disappointing.
It will be.
Yeah. Listen, the Phillies are a team that could do it. I mean, they could re-sign Ranger and go that route, but. You know, I don't want it for baseball's purposes, and it'll be really interesting to see if they trade him. So, Ben, would you think that if they traded him during this season to try to salvage the fact that they're going to lose him, likely, and try to get something while you can, do you think it would have to be for a major league player that can contribute to a team trying to win a title?
Yes.
100%. Can't trade him for a great prospect.
The time to win is now.
I know.
This is the window.
I'm just wondering because, you know, a great prospect is a great thing
to
have.
Still a prospect.
I know. No, I think that would be extremely unlikely. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Sean in King of Prussia. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Great, Sean.
Hey, Ben Davis. What's up, brother?
How are you?
Hey, did you know there's a clothing line named after you?
I do. It's not named after me, but yes, there's a clothing line. Yes.
Named Mark Davis?
No, it's Ben Davis. No, it's actually pretty cool gear, too. Ooh. It's got a gorilla as its, I guess, mascot or whatever, or logo.
Yeah, it's like work clothes. Kinda.
Yes, exactly.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Every time I hear you, I think of Ben Davis.
It's very popular. When I was out in San Diego, it was very popular, and they thought I had something to do with it, which I did not.
Mm-hmm.
If only, that's right?
It. If only, yeah.
Oh, man, Joe, I got a question for you.
Sure.
When Saquon, he was, you know, on the Giants, he was, you know, stuck on the Giants there.
Yep.
He was a good player. Was he elite in the NFL?
Well, some of the years he wasn't when he was injured. Some of the years I would say he was, but his eliteness didn't get to shine through as much. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I thought he did a great job that year they made the playoffs in 2022, but consider what he had. He had no offensive line, no quarterback, and no wide receivers. So a guy can be elite. There's a difference between productivity and actual quality of player. And, you know, I would tell you some of those years I do think he was elite, but because he was submerged, it did not look as such.
Well, if he spent his entire career on the Giants and played at the level he played at, which was great, I don't think he makes the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no, listen, he still might not make the Hall of Fame. He clearly would not have made the Hall of Fame if he stayed with the Giants. He would not have risen... You know,
he wouldn't have like an elite, you know.
Well, he wouldn't have 2,000 yards in a season. We know that. I mean, he had the holy untrifecta, maybe even four. He had no line, no quarterback, no wide receivers, and perhaps horrendous coaching.
So he's elite now because he's got an offensive line and a great quarterback?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying his productivity has gone up. Now, he also wasn't injured this past year. There were years he was injured, and that factors in.
Well, I mean,
you got to admit, Sean, if anything I've proven today, I got a lot of logic in this brain.
I think you've proven today that you can be a lawyer because you have no shame and you have an answer for everything.
Great line.
By the way, Sean, I'll sell you a used car also. I got it. It's great. $150. No, I need more than that.
That's outstanding.
Sean, give me an answer. Best fictional pair of coworkers.
Hey, Jules and Vincent, that's a great answer, but come on, they murder people for a living. We can't really put too much in that. I'm going to go with these two coworkers. They kind of developed a little brother, big brother relationship. You know, they're always there for everybody. And in honor of the greatest sitcom of all time and the great George Wendt, we're going to go Sam Malone and Woody Boyd.
That's a wrong combo. That's a disappointing combo.
You think, Coach?
I think there's a lot of combos that could be better.
Well,
so
it has
I
to
would
be people
say
who work there.
Sam and Diane.
Yeah, Sam and Diane, I guess.
Sam and Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it would be. Yeah, I mean, that's what it should have been, Sam and Diane. All right, let's listen to Larry Anderson. To drill or not drill, Brave. L.A. was on yesterday with Spike, Ike, and the Oaf. And
Wow.
which is a better nickname, Ben? Boban or the Oaf?
I think Boban.
I do like
the
Boban.
The Oaf caught me off guard. I got to admit.
All right.
Yeah, I wasn't quite as sure that you were talking about Jack when you said
I certainly
Oaf.
Wasn't talking about Ike, I'll tell you that. I know not to say that. So by process of elimination, it'd be Spike or Jack. But yeah, I was talking about Jack. L.A., to drill or not to drill? That is the question. He addressed it yesterday.
I assume you would have liked to have seen some sort of retaliation from the Phillies. Is that correct?
Yeah, at some point. It doesn't, when you play a team as many times as we play them, it doesn't have to be the next hitter, but I'd rather see it done right away, personally. But it's just, the game's different. It's changed, and that's not part of the game anymore, I guess. You don't have to protect your players anymore, which, I don't know. You used to try and protect your players as a pitcher, but now it's, I mean, as many times as we've been low-bridged, and I'm not saying you got to throw at somebody's head, but knock somebody down. Throw one in under their, you know, under their armpit or something. Make them get out of the way. Make them move their feet. But, I mean, when you don't even...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, nobody even gets uncomfortable.
You know what would be a fascinating dynamic? And maybe, well, guys probably aren't going to comment on the record, current players, and we probably couldn't get them on the show. But it really would be interesting, Ben, to get like the generations together in a room sometime, even if it wasn't on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, I just want to hear your arguments. You know, old generation, Larry Anderson, Larry Boa, we know where you stand, but tell us, tell the young guys, and then young guys, tell the old guys, and just have a conversation to know, you know, like, so Ben, what is the justification or the presentation, the argument by the younger guys on why they may not want to retaliate?
Well, I don't think there's anything saying that they don't want to retaliate.
Well, maybe this group, but a lot of groups don't.
Yeah.
I'll give you, for instance, our group here in Philly does not retaliate when a guy hits a homer and, you know, struts his stuff.
Well, everyone does it now.
Yes.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that's an example. They don't retaliate for that.
I don't think anyone really does. I mean, it's the antics that goes on now is just, it makes me want to throw up in my mouth at times. But I don't think the players have a chance to retaliate because of what Larry just said. No one throws inside anymore. No one buzzes the tower.
Right.
It doesn't happen. No one just says, you know what, I'm just going to. How about when Cole Hamels said years ago when he hit Bryce Harper? Yep. He said, why'd you hit him? I just wanted to hit him. You know, it's like you don't see that happen anymore. You know, it's like guys, it's just not the way the game is played. And I think it's a lot has to do with the amount of money that's in the game right now. and guys don't want to get hurt. They'd rather just brush it off and go about their business and make their money than to really tackle it head on.
Is it almost like I scratch your back, you scratch mine? Like, let's not endanger each other?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Interesting.
And that's also why a lot of these rules have been instituted, the play at the plate, the second base rule. All these
second base rule's garbage. Let me tell you this. I can get with the play at the plate rule a bit. I can understand, like, if the guy who's the man on the moon has never seen baseball, sees the way baseball used to be played, and the sport that does not have collisions of that nature, at this one spot, a play at the plate, has like a football collision, I could understand someone saying, it doesn't really make sense. I can actually, like, I wasn't thrilled when they changed the rule after Posey got injured, but I can get with, it is a little bizarre that all of a sudden baseball turns into football. It is. But the one at second base, that's not football. No. That's just a good slide to make it difficult for the second baseman or shortstop to turn a double play.
I can feel uneasy. These guys are out there at second base, like, yawning, taking the throw and just throwing it. Like, it's not. But the play at the plate, this works both ways. Yeah, I didn't like when I got bulldozed at home plate. That was never fun, especially you get a throw from right field and you don't see it coming.
It is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
It's really very dangerous.
You know, if you have the guy that's that valuable, put him at first base. That's the way it is. But the other thing is, like, if I have a guy that's coming in and it's trying to do a head first slide in home plate, and it could be the game winner, I'm going to bury your ass. You know, I can't do that anymore. You're taking that away from me. The whole goal of defense in any sport, no matter what sport you play, is to prevent the other team from scoring. And if that gives me an advantage where I can take that head first slide away, where you're going to slide in my shin guards and you're going to break your hand or your fingers, then I'm going to have that advantage. But now you're taking that away from me, so I'm going to give you a lane to slide. And then if you beat the throw, then you beat the throw and you're going to be safe regardless. So all these things factor into it. You know?
They do. There's no question. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait!
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, it's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
So the question today is whether Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback or not. Obviously, he's elite. But the more important question is Joe DiCamera a mediocre radio host or a bad radio host?
Well, I would not answer that question, sir. I appreciate the posing of the question. I would never put any label.
Leading question,
Well, he only gave two choices.
Yeah.
But even if he gave exceptional or tremendous, I wouldn't answer that one either. But thank you.
Holy hell. John, I think you're awesome. I love you, dude. Tom Brady, not as good as we think he is. The dude doesn't have enough fingers on his hand for all of his rings. One hand can't handle all of his rings. Like, come on, man. And I'm not a huge Brady fan, but the dude was phenomenal.
That's what we're talking about, our accomplishments, right?
Well, we're talking about how great you are, or were. Yeah. Okay.
Joe DiCamera, of all people, to advocate the beanball when it's not even an aesthetically pleasing play. I guess you've evolved more in football than you have in baseball, buddy. Time's yours.
Disagree.
Wow. Very funny.
No, here's
nice job.
No, wow. Funny, but here's why he's wrong. The most aesthetically pleasing play in baseball is the brawl. No one changes the channel during the brawl. I'm pro brawl. So in part, I'm pro-beaning because it can lead to a good brawl.
What sports fight has somebody change a channel where there's somebody's brawling?
I'm just saying, I advocate things that move in that direction.
I think the Phillies have to do it in the first inning because nobody's talking about, just say the Phillies don't throw at the Braves in the first inning of the first game. If I'm a Brave, I would throw at the Phillies again. That means everybody gets warning and the Phillies can't retaliate.
That's a valid point.
That is a really interesting point. He's not wrong. Like, if the Braves threw again, they would do warnings.
Yeah. All right. And with that,
valid point.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
You like that? Time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
You know what the brawl I enjoyed? When Hexie would fight, he would fight a lot more than most goalies. But when he was old, and that one fight he's in where the mask comes off and everything's flying off. And, like, you see that he's bald. Like, you got, like, balding goalie.
You remember so that? Weird.
Balding goalie fighting other goalies.
Goalie fights were the best.
Oh, my God.
Goalie fights were the best.
But the best ever, I think, was when the St. Joe's Hawk fought the Rhode Island Ram.
Awesome.
And the Rhode Island Ram ripped off the St. Joe's Hawk head, and he kept flapping the wings.
So good.
He now had no wings. But because you have to keep flapping, he kept flapping the wings. You know, that guy gets a scholarship every year.
Yeah, full ride.
Full ride yep. for being the Hawk.
And the biggest lats in the league.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Ken in Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
So if there is a fight today, I hope Tommy Green's down there because I saw him in the Hall of Fame club the other night. And, oh, my God, I know what he's been doing in his retirement.
He is a workout fiend.
He is shredded.
Yeah, he's really a massive human being, and he can hit that golf ball. I mean, it's really something.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I think I was a prove it to me Jalen Hurts guy
yep.
for the whole time that he's been here. But at some point, you just have to take the results for what the results are. And part of this discussion comes to, look, I would take Jalen Hurts over Lamar Jackson any day of the week. Lamar Jackson is Dak Prescott, basically, in terms of.
Nah, I don't think results. That's fair.
Well, the results are the results.
You're talking playoffs, but I mean, Lamar has done a lot in this league. He's won two MVPs, and Dak Prescott hasn't sniffed one. So, you know.
Well, Dak was second in MVP once.
Dak was?
Yeah, 2 years ago, 2023 or whatever.
Paid $60 million a year.
Okay, but Lamar has done a lot.
I'm not Dak Prescott's agent or anything, but he throws for a lot of yards.
I don't think Dak is bad. I think he's pretty good. I'm just saying I think you're shortchanging Lamar was my point.
Well, the position has changed, Joe, and even that's
– It has.
You know, and even when you look at some of those games last year where Jalen Hurts throws for 112 yards in a game, he makes every game, he makes four or five critical plays that determine the outcome of the game. Regardless of what their passing game looks like. And there is no statistical difference between throwing for 22 touchdowns and running for another 15 and throwing 37 touchdown passes. There's no difference, you know, mathematically, score-wise, anything.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say, I'll just slide in, because you might
He's
be
correct.
Right, you might not.
Yeah, the points fact, are points, right?
The fact that Saquon Ken took the ball to the one-yard line 11 times – and then Saquon had a one-yard quarterback sneak. You know. Well,
but the offense is scoring points.
But
Jalen is leading the offense to score points.
No, but Saquon led the offense.
How do you know if that on those 11s, was it Saquon the whole drive down the field, or was it Saquon who got
not.
It to the
but,
one?
But if right. you ask me who led the offense last year, the offense ran through Saquon Barkley. I feel very confident of that.
You're not taking
no,
into
it didn't.
Account.
Yeah.
Every offense is led by the quarterback.
Listen,
who made the blitz calls?
Did
who
make
ran
the, decision
the offense?
Where the ball
yeah.
went every
exactly.
Snap.
Like this is crazy.
We disagree. All right, Ken, give me an answer. Hold on, Ken. I got to move. Best fictional right. pair of coworkers.
Maverick and Goose.
Great answer.
Yeah,
great.
That is good answer. Jim in Philly. Jim, give me coworkers.
Clark Kent, Lois Lane.
Man,
yeah, they are.
Holy cow,
yeah, for sure.
Those
yes.
are some good.
Yes,
they definitely are.
Answers,
yes, they are.
You had to think about that.
Yeah,
though?
I did. Well, I was just getting confused for a second. Daily Planet, absolutely. All right, we got
for a second. You were confused.
Yeah. What was the name of the last caller?
Jim.
Okay. Wow, that's a big one. What are we going with here?
That's huge.
I'm inclined
yeah,
to
like
go.
Those two are both great.
Although the Pulp Fiction
is that was when I was coming
that's
in.
That's phenomenal.
Now remind me because I haven't seen it for a while. Who do they work for?
They're hitmen. They work for Marcellus
yeah.
Wallace.
Yeah.
So if they're not filing a tax return.
Oh,
I mean, they're coworkers.
I'm just asking, Ben, if no tax return, are you coworkers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So those guys, Clark Kent,
Lois. It seems like you don't like it, though.
No, well, I don't like it as much as Clark and Lois.
I love Clark and Lois. I think I got to go with Jules.
Okay, 1-1. Ben, Clark and Lois or Jules and Vince?
Clark and Lois.
Okay, 2-1, Rhea.
Clark and Lois.
It's over.
I was going to vote for Jules and Vince.
Okay, Jim, you won it, bud. At the buzzer.
Like I'm Chris, partial like, to the name.
Like Chris Great Jenkins answers. With the 2016 Wildcats. At the buzzer. And what did Jay Wright say? I'll tell you exactly what he said. Bang! But he didn't say it as arrogantly as I do. Everyone have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Of course, afternoon baseball today after Joe and Hugh for about the next 2 hours. Coming up next on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.